It's a different world than 30 years ago when I managed the newsroom you work in. At the time, we had a line item in the expense budget for batteries for cassette recorders. And we had something called a portable phone. It was about the size and shape of a lunchbox and had a handle and a coiled cord attached to a handset that resembled the desk phone. And it was such a novelty, and it was so expensive that we had to use it carefully. But I couldn't help myself. I was accompanying one of the reporters down to the White House as we were setting up to broadcast the perennial lighting of the National Christmas Tree. And I called my parents to say, "I'm on the White House lawn." It was that novel to be able to make a call on the go. Fast forward to present day, and what you are doing as a working journalist with that thing in the pocket we used to call a phone is remarkable. And it's a whole heck of a lot easier than the old tech from 30 years ago in that newsroom. Technology is evolving so rapidly now that we've never done it that way before is pretty much a reason to try it. We should do it because we've never done it that way before. And I look forward every year to attending and covering the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas because it's culturally different than the broadcasting industry you and I work in, where there is comfort in the familiar. There are best practices that we rely on because they are time-tested, old-school procedures. And it's interesting to witness the opposite in the culture of the consumer electronics business, where everything that was shiny and new a year earlier in that 35 football field size exhibit hall is now obsolete. And that's the point. We want to make it smaller and smarter and faster and a pleasant surprise. Often it's less expensive. Remember how the Apple II computer cost over $1,000 at the time. And now you've got more computing power than that for a fraction of the price. There ought to be more training of the kind that you do with this. And you did a lot of on-the-job training yourself. And I think the experience you have to share is real valuable. But I was giving a speech over the weekend to a convention of college radio kids in Boston. And I told them, if you want to get hired, present yourself to the digital immigrants, the baby boomers who are radio station managers, as a digital native. And college-age kids today grew up manipulating this stuff. And frankly, folks our age need them to help us translate what we do to that new platform. So I think it's very opportune to hire young because there's a skill set that comes along with that generation.